Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. We are happy, very happy to have you with us. Yes, yes, yes. We know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is joy, there is peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just thank Him. We thank Him for just allowing you to come in and sup with us. Yeah. Just to learn more about Him. It's all about Him. It's not about us. And we bless His name. We bless His holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. We lift up the name of Jesus. Let me change your attitude. Then everything else will change. Colossians 3 and 10 says, put on the new person who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created. It says you. But I'm going to say us, because I don't want to be excluded. I want to be included too. I want to be included. Glory to God. Anything that's pertaining to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to be included. Yeah. Yeah. The joy, the peace. Oh, hallelujah. That only He can give. I want to receive that. I want to be included. Glory to God. We know that we always start out each show with prayer. And so as we begin to pray this day, we want you to just touch and agree with us. Yeah. As we begin to seek His face. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Master, we just come thanking you for this day. Thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us. It's all about you. It's not about us. And we would just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for picking us up, turning us around, placing our feet on solid ground. Glory to God. Master, we know that so many things are going on in this nation, in this world, oh God. But we know, oh God, that you are greater than any situation. You are greater than any trial, any tribulation that we can see, that we can experience. You are greater. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. We come lifting up our families. We lift up this United States. We lift up our children, oh God. Master, we lift up the mates, oh God. Above all, we lift up those that don't know you in the pardons of their sin. Those that don't have a relationship with you. We lift them up to you, oh God. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you allow us to be lights shining in the dark place. That they will want to see. That they can see you in us. Glory to God. And want to know more about who this Jesus is. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. Again, we just want to say thank you just for taking the time out today to be with us. We are just happy. We are happy, happy, happy. Happy in Jesus. Yes, we are. Happy in Jesus. Glory to God. No matter what's going on, we are happy in Jesus. Yeah, yeah. We know that we have been in the word of selfishness, really. Yeah, selfish. We know we see a lot of selfish people. Some of us have been selfish too. Yeah. We can't exclude ourselves. Some of us have been selfish. Some of us are still selfish. Yeah. Not willing to share. Yeah. not willing to give a compliment. Mm-hmm. So we want to just continue in that word, and I want you to just turn quickly with me to the book of Amos. Amos chapter 6. Mm-hmm. Amos chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 3 through 7. And we see here that the prophet Amos, he tells the people of Israel how angry God is becoming because they refuse to obey. They don't want to obey the law. They don't want to do what's right in the eyesight of God. Yeah. So we see in Amos chapter, we're going to go with chapter, let me see, I said Amos chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 3. Mm-hmm. And it says, you put off the evil day and bring near a reign of terror. 4. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. Yeah, what are we talking about here? Why am I selfish? What made me this way? Can God change me? God is greater than any situation. God is greater than any tribulation. God is bigger. Yeah. He's bigger. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. So here we see that this is a warning that's going out. A warning to Zion. A warning to the Samaritans. Yeah. And we see that the word that is used is woe. Mm-hmm. Woe. Yeah. Woe simply means great sorrow, great distress, great trouble. Yeah, woe. Woe unto you. Yeah. So, I mean, you lie down in your beds. You're in layered with ivory, and you lounge around on your beautiful couches, your sofas. Yeah. You dine on choice lamb and fattened calves. Shame on you. Shame on you. Selfish, never thinking of others, never thinking of anyone. All you do is lie around all day doing nothing. You eat choice lamb. Yeah. You eat the best cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. The top choices. Yeah. That's what you eat. So you lay around and you eat all day. And you think of no one else. Not even the person next door. Or the one down the street. Or just someone that you come in contact with on a daily basis. Because you're selfish. Only thinking of yourself. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 says, You scrum away on your harps like David. I mean, you're just playing, okay? You're just chilling out. That's what you do. Yeah. You improve on music, on instruments. So you're constantly just entertaining yourself. So to you, the world is basically draped around you and what you're capable of doing and how you know how to just interact with you and only be concerned about you. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Mm-hmm. The scrum is a guitar. Mm-hmm. It's a similar instrument. By sweeping with your thumb, you're going up and down on the strings, up and down across the strings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about you. As you play your music, as you hum that tune, as you find the relaxation that you need, as you enjoy the music, never thinking about anyone else. Verse 6, and it says, you drink wine, by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruins of Joseph. You're not thinking about anyone. It's all about you. You're very selfish. 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 It's me. It's me. It's me. And my family. You drink wine out of these huge bowls. So this means you can drink the entire gallon of wine within a day. And it says, where in any case do you consider the poor? No wine, no lotion, only luxuries for yourself. Never concern about others. Never concern about anyone else. Never about the less fortunate or anyone in a dire need. Never thinking about others. Am I selfish? Am I selfish? Am I thoughtless? Am I a thoughtless human? Verse 7 says, therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and your lounging will end. It's over with. It's over. What is the exile? The exile is the state of being barren from one's native country. Yeah. Typical for politicians? Should we care? Should we be concerned? It's over. Am I selfish? Look at that. Am I selfish? Turn with me to John chapter 21, verse 1 through 6. We're going to try and get all this in. Yeah. We're going to start off with verse 1. 21 says, after Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from the Canaan and Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were all together. You're having a good time. So one of them says, I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And as he said this, the other said, well, I'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night, now I know they have some of you who are listening to me enjoy fishing. I enjoy fishing too. I just don't touch the bait. Oh, yes. I don't bait my line. But I enjoy fishing because fishing is relaxation. And, of course, who can resist a nice piece of fish? Yeah, who can resist that? I love fish. Yeah, I grew up eating fish. Yeah, so this is a special, special meal to me. And so here we see Jesus is on the scene. He has come to the sea, and he's coming here because he wants to teach a lesson. Yeah, Jesus is always teaching us. He is the greatest teacher. Look at this. Look at it. Look at this. Yeah. We're in verse 2. And it says, there they were all together. They were having a good time. Friends coming together to work and to have fun all at the same time. Because remember, these men were fishermen. And they enjoyed fishing. They enjoyed being around the water. I love to be around the water. They enjoyed it too. Yeah. So let's look at verse 3. And it says, Simon Peter said that he was going to go out and he was going to go fishing. So they just all said they would go and be with him and enjoy the fishing to see what they can catch. But just so happened, nothing bit. Nothing was biting. Nothing. Verse 4 says, morning was already breaking. Now, you remember, if many of you, I don't know if you still hang out, but the break of dawn, let's just say, you can remember those days when you would see the break of dawn. I'm pretty sure you remember those days. Well, the break of dawn is like, it's in between day and night, morning. And you could still see, it's a little dark over here in some parts of the earth, and then it's kind of light in some other areas. But it's not completely bright. The sun hasn't come up. So we're at the break of dawn. That's what, yeah, the break of dawn. Mm-hmm. And it says that Jesus came to the sea, and he stood there. Mm-hmm. And he says, however, the disciples, they did not know. They didn't know. They didn't recognize him, because remember what I just said. The sun hadn't come up yet, so it wasn't fully daylight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many of you know something about getting ready? How many of you know something about getting ready? How many of you know that something is about to happen? Yeah. Whenever Jesus shows up, something is going to happen. Now, remember, we're talking about being selfish. But in this particular lesson, we want to expound on how we don't have to be selfish. Yeah. Look at this. Mm-mm. We don't have to be selfish. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's before dawn, but we do know that the sun is not out. It's not up yet. It's not up. So it is before dawn. Yeah, it's before dawn. And I remember back in the day how it looked to see a sunrise. I always wanted to see a sunrise. A sunrise is so beautiful when you're actually above everything, you're either on a plane where you can see how the sun actually comes up. Oh, what a beautiful sight. Let's look at verse 5. And it says, Jesus said to them, he said, boys, children, mm-hmm, you do not have any meat. That's what he said to them. And they answered, they said, no. Now, they didn't know who he was. They just was responding. You know, a lot of times when you're in a state of devastation and you've been out somewhere trying to work, trying to do something, and it's just not working, you become frustrated. So the first person that would say something to you, yeah, you're going to answer them back without even thinking who they could be or who they might be. Yeah. So they was upset. Mm-hmm. Verse 6 says, and he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. You're going to find some. So they cast the net. Uh-huh. Now they were able to get a haul in it. And it was such a big catch. It was a huge catch. Mm-hmm. So here we see Jesus. He shows up. And whenever Jesus shows up, something is going to happen. Something big is going to happen. Now, I want you to stay with me with this particular passage here, because we see Jesus here doing two things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, Jesus is showing us how we don't have to be selfish. We don't have to be selfish. Because, see, the main thing is, for them to realize that they can go and put the net on the other side, could have been something that only true fishermen knew. Yeah, I said true. Even though we know that they were fishermen. But Jesus was very sharp at his skill. Think about it. He was very sharp at his skill. He knew that if they took heed and listened to what he said, that they would reap a harvest. Are you listening to me? So here we see Jesus on the scene, and he's teaching. Mm-hmm. He's teaching, and he's teaching how not to be
selfish. Mm-hmm. He's teaching how to share.
Glory to God. Look at that. Mm-hmm.
He's teaching us through love that we don't have to be selfish. That if we have a certain way that we can do something and we can accomplish it, why not share it with someone else? If we see that someone else is in need, that they're hurting, they need to eat, or they're indeed need of funds, why not share them a new way of how to accomplish whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish, and not be selfish, and not keep
the secret to ourselves? Look at Jesus. Mm-hmm.
So here we see Jesus did not have to share. He didn't have to share that knowledge about how to catch the fish. He could have seen them and heard them complaining and said nothing. Look at that.
But oh, look at Jesus
showing us how to love, showing the disciples
how to be concerned with one another.
Yeah, they haven't caught on to it yet. Yeah. But this is the beginning. Why is the beginning? Because for one thing, when Jesus told them what to do, they were obedient. Glory to God. And God paid attention. Jesus paid attention to how obedient they were. Yeah. And they went out for the haul and they came back and they had plenty. They had more than enough. Are you listening to me? Now, I just want you to stay right here because we do know that this is the beginning of the teaching. Yeah. Because we know that further on in the book, he's going to be teaching them how to be fishermen of men. But right now, he's only teaching them, yeah, to listen, how to be obedient, how to share, how to have love for one for another.
Remember, Jesus didn't have to share that.
He didn't have to share that information, but he chose to. He chose to share it and tell them out of love. But love, glory to God, love for them and love for his Father. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Jesus knew that we all have to start somewhere. We have to all start at some place. We have to all have a new beginning sometime.
Glory to God.
And we thank him. We thank him for looking at all of us and seeing that we needed to be taught. Yeah. Sometimes we didn't listen right away. But he didn't give up on us.
He kept coming back.
He kept being patient. He kept patiently waiting for us
to be obedient. What a mighty God, huh?
What a mighty God. Yeah. And this is what we see in this lesson, how once they brought the fish, how Jesus was able to cook the meal. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another form of not being selfish.
He had already started the fire.
Glory to God. He had already started the fire. So what does that mean? He knew that they were going to catch a huge amount. Yeah. Look at Jesus. Taking time out to teach. Mm-hmm. That's what he was doing here. Showing how we, all of us, can be unselfish. We don't have to stay selfish. We can change.
Look at him. Out of love.
Mm-hmm. Out of love. A desire to change. Yeah. This is what Jesus was about. This is what he was doing when he showed up. Whenever Jesus shows up, something remarkable is about to happen. And it's always, always
to benefit his people. Are you listening to me? Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. Yeah. And his assignment, his desire is to make disciples. Yeah, to make disciples. That's what he's all about, making disciples. Hallelujah. Being about his Father's business. And he will come and he will meet us wherever we are. Glory to God. Just so happened this story here was by the sea. But wherever you are, he will come. Hallelujah. And sup with you. He will come. He will send someone to teach. Glory to God. But it's for us to open up our mind, open up our hearts, open up our understanding, and receive what he's saying to us. Glory to God. We have the ability to do just that and accept his plan of salvation and becoming a disciple. Glory to God. One that loves the Lord. One that wants to please him. And not be selfish. And be concerned with one another. Glory to God. Yeah. And show the concern through love. Sometimes it's just an open heart that you would sit and listen. Sometimes folks just need to have your ear for you to just listen. Yeah. Sometimes they just need your smile. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. He's that kind of God. And if anybody who's listening here this day wants to make a change and invite him into their heart and invite him into their life and say, Lord, I have no need to be selfish. To clean me, oh God. To clean my heart. Purge me, God. Clean me with hyssop so I can be white. Whiter as snow. Oh God, we ask him right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Master, we ask you to look at our hearts, oh God. Grant us this new understanding, oh God. Clean our mind, Master. Oh God, give us the mind of Christ. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Help us to be concerned one for another. Help us to have love, oh God, that will flow from heart to heart. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Praise. We're going to give you all the honor because it's all about you, oh God. It has never been about us. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' holy name. We want to just remind you that on Sunday evenings, God Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George from 7 to 8 o'clock. All you have to do is dial the same number. And you will be completely blessed. Yeah. You will be completely blessed. And of course, we are back here on next Friday at 7 o'clock with Victorious Living. Yeah. We're just so happy. So happy. For you and your family. Try giving someone a hug today. Yeah, a hug. A smile is even better. Why? Because you're capable of doing that. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.